right, I'm Chip Gibson of Treehug. You're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I hope you can hear me okay. Me and the clone are in the truck, and we're headed south on I-75. We're headed to the Adventure Fishing World Championship in Flamingo, the Everglades National Park. Should be there sometime around lunch tomorrow. We'll stop here in a few hours. Old man can't drive all through the night. I'm just not as spry as I used to be. Unfortunately, the setup I have here in the truck to broadcast, I can't see the chat room. So if you're in the chat room, I appreciate you there. You guys can hold your conversation, but I can't see the chat room. If you got something to say, if you want to talk, you can call in at 714-816-4727. That's 714-816-4727. And we'll get you on the air and we can talk. But like I said, we're headed south and looking to participate our second year of the Adventure Fishing World Championship, AFWC. I know Woody was on the show, on Chuck's podcast on Monday night. Fortunately, I missed that. But we're headed that way. We got the kayaks on the roof, and traffic is moderate. And we hope to put up a good showing. So captain's meeting is tomorrow night at 7 at the amphitheater there at the park in Flamingo. And they'll do check-in, from what I understand, starting about 4 o'clock until about 6:15. Check-in is to make sure that you and your partner, your teammate there, have the required items for the event. Things like a rain jacket, a gallon of water apiece, headlamp or a flashlight, I think each team has to have kind of signaling devices day and night, noisemaker, whistle, and a map and compass, emergency radio or telephone, something like that. So get that all checked in. You get signed off if you're ready to go Saturday morning and the sunrise just prior to 7. You check in and get your envelope, the brown envelope at 6:30. 7 o'clock, the gun sounds. You can open it up and we'll find out where our 5 checkpoints are out there in the Everglades. You have to be prepared to travel upwards of 20 miles. I know that there's been some hints and clues going around that there may be a portage somewhere to get to one of the checkpoints. Real interesting format. The AFWC was started last year with the Lake Battle Sports Liquid Logic, Native Watercraft, Woody Galloway, John Grace. Great sponsors like Cook Tat, Mini Branch, Jack Gear, it's an interesting concept, the AFWC, where the paddle out and for 5 checkpoints, you got to find at least 3 out of the 5, you and your teammate. Once you find a checkpoint, you'll be given a token. Don't lose the token. One team did, unfortunately, lose their token last year, and that's an instant DQ. You fish 3 species. Target species are redfish, trout, and snook. And you catch one of those 3 species, put it on a measuring board that you'll be issued at the start tomorrow, or Saturday morning, and then take a picture of it, log it in, and you're logged. There'll be a log sheet, and 1 fish per checkpoint, 1 fish per team per checkpoint. So then you turn in your token and head for another checkpoint. Don't catch fish there. If you think you'll have time, you can move on to the next checkpoint after turning in the token. You come back and fish that checkpoint later. It's all about tides, winds, that kind of thing. So a lot of tactics are involved. Like I said, it's a team event. And come back after you've got fish from three of the five checkpoints. You check in, you got to be in line, both you and your teammate, by 5 o'clock. If you're not in line by 5, line gets closed, you're DQ'd. So, Bone and I were paddling together last year in a tandem canoe, and we're not doing that this year. We got a couple of boats, and we're ready to rock and roll Saturday morning. Not really going to try and kill ourselves, but going to have fun. So hopefully catch some fish and hopefully find 3 out of the 5 checkpoints. But real fun, interesting thing to do. So looking forward to that on Saturday morning. Now, last week we hit boondoggle number 7, right? Jackal number 7. We had about 50, 60 people, I think, at Crooked River State Park there, St. Mary's, Georgia. Great time, great little park, longleaf pine habitat, real pretty on the Crooked River, which the mouth of it's right at Cumberland Island there in the southeast corner of Georgia, just about an hour north of Jacksonville. A lot of friends from Jacksonville showed up. I'll tell you what, there's a tradition to start at Boondoggle, like the potluck dinners and all that. Crawfish boil, Russ bringing the crawfish from New Orleans or Louisiana and have a low country boil there Friday night. I'll tell you what, we were cooking breakfast, but Melita and Charlie knew it. They have the deal there Saturday on with the pancake or waffle breakfast there, waffles and mimosas. Holy cow, it was awesome. Then she had her dinner the next night there with lumpia and pancit. Oh my gosh, it was just crazy good. If you haven't been to a Boondoggle, I would suggest that you show up to one. We do them twice a year. We started them 7 boondoggles ago, so 3 years, a little over 3 years now. We started off at Little Talbot Island there in Jacksonville, Florida. And just put a pin in the map, said, hey, we're going to go kayak fishing. Anybody want to show up, show up. It was a great waste of time and effort, but that's where we got the name Boondoggle. And Jack Hangler, Kayak Fishing Radio, started the thing going there, and man, it's a great time. It blossomed down into a really huge event. We had our last event there in October was at Big Lagoon State Park in the Panhandle of Florida, just outside of Pensacola, Perdido Key. Man, we had like 300-400 people there for the weekend. We basically had rented the entire state park, all the campsites in the state park, and it was a great time. Call the October event. It's kind of like the big boondoggle. It's Columbus Day weekend in October, and last in Pensacola there we had the Bender Village with the Native and Hobie and local kayak shops, and Hook One was there, and man, it was a good time, and you could see and talk to Chad Hoover. He was there giving had him do a little seminar there. We had Paul from Unfair Lures. He gave us a little seminar down on the water and how to use the bait. Guys from Austin Kayak, Jaron Wozel, our Tuesday night host there from Yak Fishing, Texas. They did a offshore fishing, but really good time. And it's just a lot of fun. You just can't meet the nicest people kayak fishing. I don't know what it is, but everybody that kayak fishes is just a great bunch of folks. We have a great time. So been an announcement yet on the location of the next boondoggle. So that'll be coming out soon. You can check it out. As soon as it comes out, it'll be on the Facebook page, I'm sure, or yakangler.com. So, like I said, we're on the road tonight. We're headed south on 75. We're headed to Flamingos to the Metro Fishing World Championship, me and the club. If you're in the chat room, we appreciate you logging in and hope your conversations are going well, but unfortunately, I'm driving and I can't see the chat room. So, we are broadcasting the show, and if you want to call in, number 714-816-4727, and we'll get you on the air, and we can talk about what's going on. But again, I can't see the chat room. I only have audio here in the truck. So trying to be safe. Keep it in between the white lines. Got about 11-hour drive total from Atlanta to Flamingo, the south end of Florida. Should be a good time there this weekend. So, as far as tactics go, we got some fishing poles, we got some kayaks, and we got some artificial baits. We're just going to throw them at everything. So, but I don't know. Driving, talking, and looking forward to meeting some new folks. Last year we had about 33 teams, I think, two-person teams. And we're looking forward to meeting the folks again from last year and meeting the new folks that are showing up. There's 50 teams registered. They can only have 100. Fishermen from the permit that was pulled to fish in the Everglades National Park. So, it's going to be a good time. 100 kayakers out there launching at 7 in the morning, heading up into Snake Bite in the area of Florida Bay there, west side of Florida Bay. Ought to be fun. I haven't had the opportunity to ever fish that area. I'm looking forward to it the first time out there. Supposed to be clear water, lots of grass beds, lots of flats, lots of shallow areas. Tide's not doing too bad for us. We got about an hour and a half, 2 hours of an incoming tide Saturday morning, and then kind of drops off a little bit, about maybe a foot. Kind of a step tide, you know, it never actually goes completely out, and then another incoming for the second part of the day. And, I don't know how much that's going to affect us, but might be some folks left high and dry if they're not paying attention. Kind of compared to those tides we saw last weekend though, at Crooked River. I mean, good grief. An 8-foot tide. Wow. I mean, that was crazy. So, I just took a glance over and I'm passing a truck right now, but it looks like your buddy is calling in here. Hang on just a second. I'll hit the button. Push that button there so you can come on live. So when it goes live. Live? The microphone. Good. Right? You there?
Hey, hello. Good evening, Chips. Matt Truck. Hack Show.
Hey, Matt. How are you, dude?
Hey, good, man. You're broadcasting from the road, I hear, huh?
Yeah, we got it kind of set up there. The clone is kind of watching it. I can't see the chat room, but we got audio, and we're southbound and headed to AFWC.
Nice.
Yeah, but got the Slayer Propel strapped to the roof and trucks full of fishing gear and fishing rods. And I think we're going to have to stop. We may have forgot to get food. So, how about you, man? How's it going up there?
Finally warming up.
hit
48 degrees today. I haven't felt 48. That in months. 48.
I know. might have to go out and brush the snow off of your kayak, man. May have ice out here pretty soon.
Yeah, it all depends. Is there ice on the lake? Yeah. But I'm thinking about checking it out this weekend. We'll see what's going on.
Right. Cool. So we had a great time at the Boondoggle last week.
Excellent. I was going to ask you how it went.
How was the weather? Cool. We had
still cool, right?
It was a little cool in the morning. You know, it was probably like started off in the morning about that 48 that you're feeling there, and then by the afternoon it was up in the mid 60s. I think it was maybe Sunday or Monday we hit 70. So it wasn't bad at all. And water temps were a little cold. Not too many folks catching fish. I think there were a few deep trout caught. But Jameson there caught a small flounder. He had come right by us. We were just stepping out onto a little sandbar. You know, I was thinking, wow, it's kind of shallow over here. Sand, maybe something is over here warming up. And came by and said, hey, how's it going? I said, no, we haven't caught anything. He said, oh, I haven't even made the cast yet. Pulled a rod out of his crate, and made a cast, caught a little flounder. It was like, dadgummit.
Nice.
But it was just a little tiny thing. I think the paddle tail he caught it on, or the shrimp he caught it on, was about as big as it was. But anyway, I don't think we really looked to catch a lot of fish in a boondoggle. It's more about hanging out with folks. And, we had a huge low country boil on Friday night. I mean, Russ Pilant there.
Very nice.
He brought in like two big old stacks of crawfish from Louisiana.
Man, that sounds really good.
Yeah. Had like a 30-gallon pot, on a jet boiler, and made three full boils of sausage and corn on the cob and potatoes, and poured them out. We covered, there were two picnic tables together and covered those three times, man, with crawfish. Everybody,
that's a lot of crawfish, man.
Around.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, then Saturday, let's see. Yeah, that was Friday night. Saturday, we got out and, we're looking at going out on the water, and small craft advisory, the wind was howling at about 25 knots, gusts to 30. And there were actually some folks who went out. I think some of them, with the big tides and everything, they kind of got on the wrong end of the tide and had to drag their kayaks back along the beach, But,
oh, yeah.
It was pretty stiff, because never matters wherever the wind's blowing at, it's always going to be in your face when you're going against the tide and everything. So,
absolutely.
It was a pretty challenging day, but everybody made it back in, and actually a couple of dink trout caught that day on some moisture beds there. And then Sunday, woke up, it was dead calm, nice big breakfast, and got out on the water for a few hours. But water was really cold. I mean, it was down like 48, 50 degrees. And we actually thought we went into this one little area on Friday. It was a creek. A fella pulled up in a boat, as we were launching, asked him how it was going. He said, well, he had been out looking for stripers. So they'd been catching some holy stripers, but we didn't see any. So. But that's how the water was that cold for that. But we didn't have any live bait, so I don't think we were going to see anything anyways. But it was a good time. About 50, 60 folks showed up. We didn't own the park, but it was a lot of fun. It was a nice park. No announcement yet as to where the next boondoggle is. I know Mark and Adam are working on it. And as soon as they get the go-ahead, the confirmation from the location, they'll be announcing that. So. They did say
Sounds like you guys had a good turnout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's old school, you know, no vendor village, just the potluck, you know, no catered meals. Just, the potluck was incredible on Saturday night. Oh, my gosh, man. We had so much food, chili and venison. I mean, we cooked up, like, about four deer worth of pack strap and tenderloins. So.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very good. So, and, yeah, it was old school, man, just hanging out, having fun. Folks didn't make it, you know, because the weather kind of sucked. I mean, we barely made it out of Atlanta. Kind of had a little thaw on Thursday afternoon. We're able to escape and hit the road early. And, like Jim Tholen from Howe, you know, they were in Texas, and flights were getting canceled and stuff because of all the icing and everything, so he didn't make it. There were some other folks that weren't able to make it. We had a good turnout for the folks in Jacksonville. Some folks, Florida folks from the Panhandle showed up. Stan and Holly were there. We were standing them. I don't know. Can you see the chat room, man? Is there anybody in the chat room?
Chat room doesn't appear to actually be open.
Doesn't? I guess it's because I can't get it on in the spot.
Yeah, I was going to read down the list for you, but it's not open on my end.
Yeah, I'm running on the, got the iPad running, so it doesn't do flash, so in the chat is flash.
Ah, got you.
Yeah, so, but like I said, we're headed down to AFWC. Got the captain's meeting tomorrow night at 7, and hit the water Saturday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon to see what we can do. I don't know if you saw some of the, they're doing kind of live coverage, putting up clips on Facebook, on the Adventure Fishing World Championship Facebook page. So there's been a couple of videos put up about free fishing and all. Charlie knew he was out there, caught a nice snook yesterday, I think. So, you know, Chuck and the rest of the crew, they were headed down yesterday. So, fortunately, if you don't have AT&T coverage, you're not going to be able to get out from down there in the airplane. So.
So one carrier area only down there, huh?
Yeah. It's probably the only tower that survived through the hurricane.
Yeah.
But,
hey, you know what? Sometimes it's good just to get out there, unplug, and you know, enjoy the wilderness and enjoy the people that you're with, too. So.
Absolutely, you know. Got a full house, 100 kayakers for the event on Saturday. So 50 teams of two. The five checkpoints, you got to find 3 out of 5. Target species, redfish, trout, stuff. So, if I see a tarpon roll, I'm going to throw something at it. I don't care if it's on the list or not.
Yeah, sure, why not? It's not an everyday fish to catch. So.
That's right, and the clone has never caught a tarpon, so if we get the opportunity, we'll try to get one and get a picture posted up, but I have AT&T,
sure.
So we'll post some pictures of the event as we do it. So I'm just hoping we catch fish. It's supposed to be like 80 degrees this weekend. So
that's getting into mosquito area though, right?
Yes, it there was a pre-fishing video with Woody and them. They took the new Native FX Ultimate down. Couple of those to do some trials down there, some sea trials, and the post was something to the effect of, if you cast into the mangroves, don't hit the leaves because little bugs live there, and they get mad and come out and try to eat you. So, but we have plenty of DEET in our thermocells. We even have the Bud Baffler pullover shirt. So the WCM screens and stuff. Yeah, we've been to some areas before where the families and all just eat you alive. So the head nets and all are, they may look stupid, but if you're not scratching your face off and red welts all over your face, it's worth it. I'll look stupid for a little while. Say we're out in the wilderness. The Crockett Gators don't care what you look like. You know, so.
No, not at all.
Not at all, man. Mark Wheeler got back on the air last night, I guess, after they had we were having some technical difficulties. Watched on radio last night. He's back online now. And, you guys will be getting ready to start fishing here pretty soon, right? I mean, you normally get the fish in March or?
It all depends. March is good for the sweetwater, but saltwater, we could fish up here for winter flounder, but it's just the bag limit and it not really being a trophy fish, it's just pointless to even target them. They're such small fish, like you catch them like 10-inch fish, you know.
Right.
But, it's more April up here for us in Jersey and New York. There'll be guys going out now and there and fishing the down south from me. They'll fish the Oyster Creek power plant. It's a intake outtake, so they'll fish the warm side. And it always seems fish hang in there. The stripers will be in there. Last year they caught a few speckled trout in there, which I thought was amazing because we rarely ever see those fish up this far north.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, nice size ones too.
I mean, you guys.
That's really the main place that'll produce all winter because it's a warm water side of the power plant, the nuclear plant down there at Oyster Creek.
Right.
But other than there, not much until you know mid-April. It'll start firing up with the striper run, the spawning run.
Uh huh. Cool. Don't you get, like, a weak fish? That's like a trout, right?
Oh, yeah. They're basically a gray trout.
They get pretty big, right?
Yeah, the tide runners are very big, actually. You catch them up to 40 inches. I've seen them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big old white trout there, man. Do they
they're usually
in
a little
bank?
Bit later. Typically, May, you'll see them.
They have little fang teeth. They have fang teeth like speckled trout?
Yep, the small ones do. When they get big, they lose the fang.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah, they call them the spikes. They're the small fish.
Okay. The big ones don't have any teeth, huh?
They don't have the fang, nah.
All right. So.
It's basically the same as the gray trout that they catch in the Carolinas.
Okay. Are they good eating?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Very good eating. I believe they're the same type of as the speckled trout. Same type of fish.
Yeah. They're actually a member of the drum family, like the redfish.
Yes, they are. The redfish, the croaker, and the... The sea robin.
Right. So, cool. Well, dude, I'm coming up on a little area of construction here. It's been going for a while and been distracted enough. I'm not really sure where I'm at. I know I'm on 75. Did be getting close to Florida's new line. But, Jake, that'll do it. I wanted to get on the air this week. I totally forgot about it last week. Escaping ice apocalypse there in Atlanta, and didn't even. By the time we got down to the parking hall, it was about 9 o'clock. Didn't have the wherewithal to get set up and try to do a show. So, got a little something on the air for folks to listen to for a podcast. We'll be back on the air, I'm sure, Monday night. Chuck will kick it off with some, wow, what a great event kind of thing, and what an incredible area. I don't know a lot of folks that have ever fished down in the Flamingo area, Everglades. No, there's some, but so looks to be a great adventure. And we'll be back on the air on Thursday night next week and talk about our adventure and how we did and what the finals were and stuff like that. So, Matt, you have a good one, and stay warm. Don't get too overheated with that rising temperature up at 48 there.
We're back down to the 20s by Monday.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, no worries. Right? So,
it's going to be a tease.
All right.
But, yeah, good luck with the tournament. You and the clone, I hope you do well.
Appreciate it, man. We'll try to do Kitefish Radio proud.
Great. And, sounds good.
Look for updates. We'll post to the Kitefish Radio page, put up some pictures when we catch some fish, and I'm pretty positive we're going to catch some fish down here, and kind of follow along with that. We'll try to keep some posts going, so folks can see what's happening. Don't forget we have Twitter, too. It's Kayak Fish In Radio. It's FISH In Radio. And we'll try doing some tweets and stuff like that as long as we're in service area. And so we'll see you next week, all right?
Sounds good, Chip. Take it easy, buddy.
All right, Matt. Have a good night. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, you too. Bye.
All right. That's it. Kayak Fish Radio for Thursday night. Just a short one, and we're on the road. Head of the AFWC. We'll see you guys down there and see you next week. Take a kid fishing and be safe out there.
Please hang up and try again.